This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Leaders and would-be leaders of Iraq have been preparing for elections early next year. In recent weeks, they've had to continue those preparations despite some of the worst violence since the start of the U.S. occupation. Some of the country appears to be outside the control of the central government. One active Iraqi politician is Adnan Pachachi. He's the founder of a party of independent Democrats. He was the head of Iraq's old governing council, and many years before that, he was Iraq's foreign minister, and he's on the phone now from London. Mr. Pachachi, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Doing fine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you confident that elections actually can be held on the timetable that's expected in January?
I think they should be held, because any delay would send the wrong message to the people of Iraq, and the people are fed up with the interim governments and interim constitutions and temporary this and that.
People who follow this closely know that there was an Iraqi national conference not long ago. About 1,000 people got together. They chose a 100-member national assembly.
Yes.
You're a member of that assembly.
Yes, I'm a member of that. That's right.
What concrete preparations are being made to vote?
We started a population census. We don't know whether we'll be able to finish it in time, but we'll have to depend on whatever information we get from the census and also from the ration cards. And then for people who don't have ration cards, especially Iraqis who are living abroad, they can vote if they can produce documents proving that, you know, they are Iraqis, either a passport or a citizenship certificate or whatever.
Now, when you mentioned the census, that's particularly interesting because you think about a city like Fallujah, which is entirely outside the control of the United States from what we can tell.
Yes.
And when people just try to estimate the population of that city, I'll hear everything from 100,000 to 250,000. How would you ever know how many voters are in a place
like
that?
Well, I think we'll have to depend to a large extent on the ration cards, and we'll see. But, I mean, even if, for example, there is some exaggeration in the population in one area or another, but, I mean, for the whole of Iraq, we'll have a fairly accurate picture about the population, and especially now that the elections will be held in the entire country as one electoral district. So the people of Iraq will be voting all in the same day for lists that include people from all over the country.
Given the security situation there, Mr. Pachachi, how are people campaigning, if they are at all?
Well, I think the government must give priority to the protection of the areas where people vote, you know. And if they are unable to do that on their own, then I think we can get some kind of international force for that purpose and nothing else.
Is there any ability among candidates to go out in the countryside and talk to a large crowd in Kut or Najaf?
I agree that sometimes it may seem a little hazardous, but I think we'll try. I mean, I certainly will try myself and see.
How many political parties do you think are active in Iraq right now?
I think probably there are about 10 major ones. And this is what the preparatory committee for the national conference decided. There are 10 major parties, and they were given a certain membership for the national council.
Is it possible that these elections, because of the religious and ethnic tensions in some parts of the electorate, is it possible that these elections could actually add to the tension in the country?
All elections can create tensions, I suppose. People of different ethnic groups and different religions and sectarian affiliations belong to different parties. I mean, it isn't as though, you know, all the Shi'i population in Iraq are going to vote the same way, or all the Sunnis will vote the same way, no.
We've been talking to Adnan Pachachi. He is a member of Iraq's National Assembly and is a former member of Iraq's Governing Council. Thanks very much.
Thank you.